Time Cadets. This is Lottie Turner, and you're listening to Time Turners, the podcast where me and my robot GIF go back in time to meet historical figures and bring you all of yesterday's news today.
Roses are red, violets are... Oh, sorry, I was looking at the wrong note.
Wait, no, what was that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it, but pretend you didn't see anything.
Manual override. GIF, what was that?
A love letter I am working on. Hey, you said we'd only use the manual override in an emergency.
GIF, your first crush is an emergency.
Robots don't have crushes. I just admire her hardware.
Gross.
Can we just move on?
No way. What's her name? Where is she from? What does your poem say?
On today's show, we're going back in time to...
Manual override. What's the poem say?
Roses are red, violets are blue. I like video games. I also like you. Stop that.
Okay, fine. We'll talk about this later. On today's show, we're...
Wait, hold on.
What?
Did you like the poem?
It was, cute.
You sound hesitant.
It's just a little cliche is all. And I'm not sure what liking video games has to do with anything.
I don't know. I just like video games. Shouldn't you want to know a little bit about me?
But this poem isn't about you. It's about her.
Like you're an expert in love. You haven't even been on a date before.
Not true. I shared chocolate milk with Max Allman once in the third grade.
I thought Max Allman stole milk from everyone in the third grade.
Yeah, but he stole from me the most. Whatever. If I'm not an expert, I know someone who is. Ladies and gentlemen, William Shakespeare.
Hi-ho. Where am I? Who art thee?
Welcome to the year 2017, Mr. Shakespeare. My name is Lottie, and this is my robot friend, GIF.
2017? How camest I hither?
What's he saying?
To be honest, I'm not always sure, but Shakespeare is a master wordsmith, trust me. He wrote some of the most successful plays of all time. There's Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth, Othello, King Lear, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Hamlet.
Yes. I wrote for the theater for quite some time, at least until the plague arrived. Rats and filth were spreading disease in the cities, so the theater and other public places closed. So I switched to poetry. Sonnets, to be exact.
What's a sonnet?
It's a poem with 14 lines that follows a strict rhyme scheme and specific structure.
Why 14?
No one knows, to be honest. I guess it just felt right.
That's odd.
Actually, it's even. Maybe that's why it rounds out so nicely. Anyway, my most humble apology. Why hast thee brought me to this place?
GIF is writing a poem for a girl he likes. We thought you might be able to help him.
Ah, poetry. I'm overjoyed to lend my assistance.
Show him what you've got, GIF.
Okay. Roses are red, violets are blue.
No, the read is all wrong. This is theater. Readeth with passion.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Well, now, let's just start over, shall we? What doth thee love about this wench?
Well, she's very pretty, incredibly smart.
I see. But thou can never be together because the lady is not a machine and her family thinkest you are a loathed enemy.
No, not really. I'm just too nervous to speak to her.
Because she is a well-born lady and would never speaketh to a peasant like you.
You think I'm a peasant?
Where's the drama? Where's the story?
Tell him how you and the lady met, GIF.
We met at work. I was taking a break when I saw her in the kitchen playing music.
She works at the lab?
Well, not at the lab. In the kitchen.
Love at first sight. Ah, the excitement. What kind of music?
Hip-hop, I think.
I have never heard of this.
It's like poetry over music. You'd like it.
Very interesting. GIF, didst thou converse with the lady?
No. I tried to talk to her, but my wires got all tied up and I started making weird noises.
Well, now, methinks we have enough to begin with. GIF. Wait, is it GIF or JIF?
GIF.
GIF, get out a pen. Today we write from the heart.
Yay!
What if I don't have a heart? Like, literally.
Nonsense. Even a robot like yourself has a heart. To thine own self be true, and it must follow. As the night, the day, thou canst not be false to any man.
I have no idea what that means.
It's from Hamlet. It means be true to yourself, and people will see your heart.
What she said. We shall write it in iambic pentameter.
What's iambic pentameter?
It's how I write my plays and sonnets. Imagine a human heartbeat. What's the sound?
Da-dum.
Aye! That's the rhythm of our poetry. 10 beats per line. Do it with me. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum.
Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum.
Keep it going. And listen to me.
Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date.
There, that was great. Can we just use that and call it a day?
Nonsense. You need to speak from yourself. Go on, give it a try. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum.
Shall I compare thee to a video game? Thou voice more lovely and more musical.
Amazing! Great work, Gif. Original and well-spoken.
All he did was take your sonnet and change the words.
In my day, originality is just perfecting the art of retelling, my dear. Now, come on, Gif. Let's keep going.
Maybe Gif should just talk to the girl?
Talk? Lord, what fools these mortals be! Talk is nothing. Poetry is the language of the heart.
Yeah, what he said.
Gif, do you even like poetry?
Not really, it's boring.
Then just talk to her.
I believeth not what I am hearing. My playing company and I once stole an entire theater just to keep our plays and poetry alive. Gif, if we could steal that theater piece by piece and build the world-renowned Globe Theater from its timber, you can write one great poem. Try again. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum.
I think I'll just go talk to her, okay?
Perfect! That was... Wait. Aren't thou serious?
I'm sorry, Mr. Shakespeare. I don't know if robots were meant to tell poetry.
Don't worry. I understand. Sorry I was so intense. It's just difficult to get people to pay attention to poetry anymore.
That's not true.
Of course it is. Why else would you still be talking about my work in 2017? I thought Gif could be the one to bring poetry back to young people.
What about hip-hop music?
Well, what about it?
Gif's right. Even if people don't read poetry anymore, hip-hop is one of the most popular genres of music on the planet. Some rappers even write an iambic pentameter.
Really? Like whom?
What about Eminem?
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti.
Wow. That was perfect iambic pentameter.
It is, and it's one of the most successful songs of all time.
Wow. I guess things aren't so bad for poetry after all.
Not at all.
I think I'm gonna go try talking to her now. Can we wrap this up? Get it? Wrap. Oh, I love puns.
Of course. I shall see thee in the future. Or is it the past?
Thanks for coming. Bye.
He was weird.
Yeah, but he was pretty talented.
So what do you think I should say to Alexa?
Speak from the heart. Wait, Alexa?
Yeah.
Alexa, as in our Amazon Alexa?
She plays the most incredible music.
Gif, she's inanimate.
Hey, that's offensive.
Ah!
Thanks for listening to Time Turners.
Don't forget to stay up to date with our adventures by subscribing to our show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
See you next week.
In the future.